The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So normally I say good morning, and you know, I tell you a little something's going on in our lives, myself, Dana Cortez, and then Otto will say
DJ Automatic, and then Anthony goes, Anthony A, aka the burnt tortilla.
Yeah, or something. But Anthony is not here because either his car is A, been towed, or B, been stolen.
So we get a text message first thing this morning. He says, hey guys, I'm going to be late. My car is towed away or stolen last night. And then I'm like, what do you mean? What happened? All these text messages. He doesn't answer it back. I'm like, do you need me to drive over there and come get you? Do you need me to... No reply.
Because he's just concerned about his car.
Of course.
Can you imagine you just walk out and the car is gone?
I can't imagine, because remember that happened to me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, Otto. Yeah, you can.
So I was in Philly.
That was your fault.
I was in Philly. And
we were all in Philly.
In Philly. I was DJing out there, and we rented a car. So we go, look, taking in all the sights. And we went and parked, and we went and looked at, you know, the Bell. We went and looked at, I saw Benjamin Franklin. And then I just realized I was looking around for my car, and I just couldn't find it. Somebody towed my car, and it was one of those tow trucks that are on the TV show, remember?
I can't remember the name of it. If anybody remembers it, call us. But yes,
it was like an A&E TV show?
I swear there was some kind of reality tow truck show where they would take your cars, and it was there.
It's called like Parking Wars or something?
I don't know, but that's exactly where we ended up in that place. There were cameras everywhere, and there were like 35 people in line, too.
They were just towing cars everywhere.
The sign that said don't park there was covered by a willow tree, willow, so you couldn't even see that. All I'm worried about right now is trying to figure out if Anthony's okay, because I'm really worried about him.
I mean, I think he's going to be okay, but I mean, hopefully his car didn't get stolen.
We don't know if he's okay.
His person is okay.
How do we know
his
that?
Car
what
is
if
not
the
okay.
robber came back and stole him, too?
No.
You don't know that.
Anthony's a grown man. He's going to be able to take care of himself.
Is there one police officer?
Yeah, there's got to be somebody who knows what to do when you can't find your car.
I asked Jesse Watch, he's behind the scenes here, to pull up the non-emergency police number to call. But I don't know where Anthony lives. So I'm like, if I call, where's your friend? I don't know. Where did he park? I have no idea. What does he drive? Don't know that either. So
I will say this. He was sitting in this exact chair and he said, something's going to happen with my car. It's either going to get broken into, it's going to get stolen. He's like, there's too much stuff going on in my neighborhood lately he's like, I'm due. Something's going to happen.
So there's been, like he said, a lot of activity. You know, he said, Dana, I swear it's gotten a little wild lately. And so he didn't know exactly what to do. Move, obviously. And he's a day late because now the car is gone. He should have moved yesterday.
I think it got towed. I don't think it got stolen.
Oh, my gosh. You don't
he's
know.
He's got a relatively new car.
Literally don't know that.
I don't know that. You're right.
What if it's stolen?
If you replied to my text messages, I would know what was going on.
Oh, I hope he's in an Uber listening right now. God, please. What do you do when your car's stolen? Do you report it to insurance? I really don't know.
I've never had a car stolen, so I don't know what to do.
Well, let's call him again and see if he's okay. Let's see if he answers. I'm so worried about him. Hang up. Never mind. We got a text. He's on the phone with police trying to find his car.
Oh.
He answered. Okay. We know he's okay. All right. Fine then. We know he's okay. No, I think his car got stolen. I really think his car got stolen.
Well, maybe he'll get a new one.
I guess it's a good way of looking at things. Maybe he'll get a new car. All right. So we have to follow up. He'll be here soon and we'll find out what happened.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A told myself, Dana Cortez, my husband Otto, something is about to go down in my neighborhood. I can feel it. The parking
situation. My car's going to get broken too. Something. Yeah.
And then this morning he sends us a text and says, I am going to be late because A, either my car has been stolen or B, my car has been towed. Thankfully, well, I don't even know if I want to thankfully, but it wasn't stolen. It got towed. Play by play, Anthony, please. What happened?
Oh, nice. So it's a crisp five. I was leaving my house about 5:10 in the morning and come down and I press my little like start from my little from my key fob, right? Just air. And so just curb. So I'm like, oh man, I must have forgot I parked somewhere else. So I walked to the other side of the complex.
Yeah.
And then that's when the doubt started creeping in.
Yeah.
And I walked to the other side of the complex. I was like, no, my car's not here either. I was like, huh.
Maybe
I parked it inside the garage for some reason that I don't remember that. And now at this point, I'm in full-on denial. And I'm like, nope, not walking around. I'm pressing the button, walking around. I walked around a whole block. And a couple days ago, I seen a few windows get broken. And I was man. And it was right where I had parked my car. So that's why my first assumption was, man, I think they got me. They stole my car. I called the tow company, and they were like, nope, we don't have it. And I started panicking a little bit. And then the lady, shout out to the first lady from the tow company, because she's like, hey, you should check online and see if your car got towed. FindMyTowedCar.com if you ever find yourself in my situation. And sure enough, it got towed. And when I spoke to the lovely man at the tow truck company, I said, bro, I've been parking here for the past 9 months. And nothing has ever happened to my car. He goes, I don't know, man. They must have just rezoned it or something.
And the car next to you didn't get towed, right?
The car around me did not get towed. There's another car that got added. So maybe they all have permits that I don't know about. There's some kind of special permit. But I got to be real. Here's where my night really went left last night. Is I was parked inside the garage where I know I'm good. But I got a craving for wiener schnitzel.
No!
Yeah.
I went all the way, and that's when I lost my parking spot. So when I got back, I was all happy, dude. All happy.
Do you understand that was Jesus telling you?
No more wiener schnitzel.
Yeah. How many times have I told you to put the wiener schnitzel down?
Put the wiener schnitzel down, dude.
So, did you get the chili and cheese?
I got it all.
Go!
That's right. Oh, there's
you know what? It was worth it.
That was an expensive trip to wiener schnitzel.
It was worth it.
Dude, it was. There's a split screen of me just enjoying my wiener schnitzel, eating it, happy, thinking life is lovely.
And then there's somebody taking your car.
Just whack. So, yeah, if you see me at wiener schnitzel crying today, just let me be, bro.
$400 wiener schnitzel.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new study done by Gallup that says drinking is down. Now, for that...
You think our daughter's not going to drink in college?
That's not what I said, automatically. That's not what I said, but I will say...
Having
been that age before, she drinks significantly less than I did.
She drinks way, way less than I
did. And you're not even supposed to be drinking at that age. I would never encourage it, but I'm just saying...
It might happen, though.
It might happen, right?
Oh, you guys sound stressed. There's a lot of intrusive thoughts going on.
A little bit.
So our daughter's going to the University of Arizona, and she's in Tucson. I lived in Tucson.
This is a notorious party school.
Yes, it is a notorious party school. And I live there, and I know how much of a party school it is.
Still not as big a party school as UT.
It's up there.
I don't know. Who's got the list of top 10 party colleges as we drop our children off?
As I was dropping her off and I was looking across the street, I saw where I used to donate plasma so I could go out drinking.
Yeah, do that.
And I was like, it's only a short walk from her dorm. She can go donate if she needs to.
Something else in this study is drinking spiked during COVID. And I know that's true because I really don't drink and I joined a wine club. When I was little, I used to think drinking wine was so fancy.
Really, all types of wine, huh? Didn't matter. Twist off caps, everything.
That's what I started with, Anthony. I did start with the twist off cap. But I love this. It's so encouraging because alcohol is bad. And I know I sound boring and whatever. But we know that now. It ages you. It's cool in moderation. It's all right. It's definitely not okay when you're under 21.
Okay. It's cool in moderation.
Yeah, I'm hoping my daughter's listening to this.
You just turned into like a Dare Cop. I don't know what that was about. I'm very happy that they're not drinking for the amount of vaping that they're doing. Drinking and vaping would not go together.
Well, they need to stop vaping in general. I'm so glad you said that, Anthony. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried just to tell somebody not to vape who vapes? They give you this whole speech about how it's better for you. It is not good for you at all. You don't know what's inside that thing. It's so bad. I'm so glad vaping wasn't around when I was
20. Thank God for, alcohol over vaping.
No, you don't.
I mean, I'm not trying to knock them too hard. I'm part of the generation that was open to the original Four Loko, which I don't know the original Four Loko, it got banned.
If I was your mother, I would have been so stressed.
Oh my God, it got taken off the shelves because how much caffeine was loaded into it. So I was putting that stuff into my body and I can't just
drink it one time and that was enough for me. I was like, why would anybody do this?
My friend got into a scuffle with a homeless man and that was it for me.
What?
Yeah, he got into a scuffle with a homeless
man. That's enough to quit alcohol in general. Just quit drinking.
Just Four Lokos.
I do feel better about this study though, dropping my daughter off at college. Like I said, I think because she's so much smarter than I was at her age. The generation just has much more knowledge at their fingertips.
Yeah, but I think that she's going to have her experience as well. I'm not setting my expectations too high. Because
I am. Okay.
Well, probably going to be disappointed.
I'm sharing this study with her right now. If you want it, add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why does Cardi B work so hard? I almost cried when I heard her talking about who influences her work ethic. We're going to play that audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
All right, we have Tom Felton celebrating his birthday, and Jesse Murphy, Sophie Rain, and Moneybagg Yo celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so Cardi B's new project, Am I the Drama? She's doing the work. She's out there talking to people. She has anywhere from Summer Walker to Selena Gomez and Janet Jackson and so many great
That Selena Gomez record is going to be a hit.
It's my favorite. It really is. But a favorite moment of mine while Cardi B is doing all this press is her talking to Gail King on CBS about who inspires her and why she works as hard as she does.
Like, I'm about to have four kids, and every single day I wake up early in the morning, I go to sleep late at night promoting this album. My grandma from my father's side, she had 10 kids in a wooden house. And after she gave birth to her kids, she'll go back in a farm, make cheese, sell mangoes. And my grandmother from my mom's side, she had 13 kids, brought all of them one by one to America, cooking food, cleaning people's houses. So can you imagine me telling one of my grandmas, oh, I'm just so tired. That's why I cannot go get some millions and raise my four kids or my three kids. Oh, look at me like, girl, you can't be serious. Or my mom. Mm-hmm. So it's like there shouldn't be no excuse for me neither. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't even like, I'm so tired. Yeah. Sympathy for myself. It's like,
Cardi, you seem to figure it out.
I have to. If they figure it out, I have to figure it out. Yeah. Well, the resources. So imagine, what's my excuse? There's no excuse.
I love that. And there's no excuse for any of us. You know, Otto, you said off mic, she's a child of immigrants who worked hard to make it. She's so intelligent, Cardi. She's not a college graduate. You don't have to go to college to be smart. She just represents something.
I think the thing
that
she
we
is,
need more of, though. Hard work pays off. Somebody drops some opportunity at you, you better take it. Don't be like, I'm too tired. I don't know if I can do it. Take the opportunity and run with it.
She's determined. And she has a no-quit attitude because of the way she was raised. And
yes.
I always say this. Everything you want is on the other side of hard. And she gets that. She realizes that she's going to have to stay up a little later or get up a little earlier in order to get everything she wants.
Yeah.
ask Stefon Diggs about the other side of hard. So she gets it.
She sure does. I am so proud of her, though, as a woman. I feel like she just represents something that we've needed for a very long time. She speaks her mind, and she does not apologize for anything. And that's something that we've needed for a minute. We're too politically correct. Say what you want to say. It doesn't mean you have to hurt somebody to be real. And the fact that she honored her grandparents like she did. Oh, because I love my grandmother so much. And she showed me about hard work. My mom showed me. She talked about that little house. I think about my grandma's house, like built by my grandfather. Seriously, not a nice place. But we had something. Anytime somebody says, I came from nothing, that's not true. You come from something and always be proud of it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Any of your kids playing football? They have dreams of going to the NFL? Wait till you hear how many NFL players have come out of the Snoop Dogg Football League. I'm going to get into that after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Jesse Murphy celebrating her birthday, Sophia Rain, Tom Felton, and Moneybagg Yo.
Oh, good friend of the show right there. Think of all the collabs he's done.
Mm.
From hip-hop collabs to Morgan Wallen now. My gosh, watch our conversation with him on YouTube. Just search Dana Cortez Show. All right, so Snoop Dogg has his Snoop Dogg League. What is it called, Dan? Because you work.
The Snoop Football League.
There you go, yeah. Snoop Football League.
I coached
League.
In that for a while, too.
Yes, and weren't you on the reality show?
Yes, for the San Antonio Outlaws when we were part of the Snoop League.
Yeah, so it's a really big deal. And he invested in this because he said he felt like sports really helped kids. It helped him in life. I did not know that he had pumped out so many NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is talking to a very young player who's in the NFL right now.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Because in 10 years, I'll probably be like just starting my NFL career.
For real?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So everybody's laughing. Everybody in the interviews. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, o'clock, kid. Now listen.
Jalen Smith, third round pick from USC, as we said earlier, played in the Snoop Youth Football League. Snoop's got over 40 players that have come through that program to get to the NFL.
Wow.
That's amazing.
40 players. But not just that. I love that Jalen sounds so sure of himself. Like, I am going to manifest this. I'm going to speak it into existence. Careful what you say, because it will come to pass. I really believe that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's so cool that Snoop does this. If you ever, like, followed Snoop's, like, production schedule, during the fall time, he doesn't really take any shows, any new movies or any of that, because he's so committed to it. And it was a trip for me when we were coaching against him, because you would see him on the field acting like a normal youth football coach, yelling at the refs. He's not Snoop Dogg.
He's Calvin Brodus.
Yes. Yes,
dude. And I mean, the biggest star they have is CJ Stroud at the moment, who came out of the league. So for him to be able to provide that for these young kids across the country to have somebody to look up to, it's a very big thing. And shout out to the young man who made it to the league.
I saw this interview recently with Snoop, and he said, "I've been nominated for 20 Grammys. I haven't won one, but I put 40 kids in the NFL, so I feel like I'm winning."
Mm. He is winning. He absolutely is.
I mean, how many colleges have even put 40 kids in the NFL? There's a lot of them that are like, wish they had that track record.
Not only that, a lot of these kids, they may not go on to the NFL, but they do go on to college.
Mm-hmm.
They do go on to a better place from where they might be. And that's what he said makes the difference. For some people, and for me when I was little, sports was an outlet. It was a way for me to learn structure, to learn teamwork, and also just see things that you normally wouldn't. You take those trips and stuff. Where I lived, there wasn't anything going on, good especially. And I got to go and take these trips and see different towns, and they would take you on little field trips and things, and it was great.
Because of sports, I got to see a lot of the United States. I mean, it kept me in school. That was the biggest thing.
Exactly, Otto. And a lot of these kids have, sports to thank for
that,
too.
Taught me how to set goals. It gave me something to be proud of. It gave me purpose. And like you said, teamwork. It taught me how to win and lose.
That is a big thing.
Yes,
that really is. Or what kind of sports are your kiddos in? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you'd like a psychic reading, you can call us right now. 877-730-DCS1. And we're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week. It's time for What's Your Sign, Sermati? Welcome.
Woo-woo. What's good?
Happy Monday. You made my Monday
happy
better.
Happy Monday.
Just to let you know that.
Aww.
Monday feels happier when you're here. And of course, we have our caller on the line. What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Go ahead and ask Sermati your question.
Am I going to be single forever?
How long have you been single?
For almost 5 years now.
Oh, no. How long was your previous relationship?
Previously, that last relationship was about 3 years.
Have you been on any dates at all?
I've been on a few dates the last couple years. It took me some time to recover from that. It was a pretty bad relationship, but I've been on some dates. It's just the dating world is really ugly now.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I have girlfriends who've never been married and can't find someone. I have girlfriends who are recently divorced, and they say the dating scene is horrible now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you hear her distress. She's definitely sad. But what are you feeling about our caller? Yes.
Yes. Well, what I feel for her, I tap into her energy so quickly. I feel her not really seeing hope for herself, first of all. That's really what the issue here is. And I want to tell her this with a smile on my face, because I actually see her working on that over the next 5 weeks to 5 months. There's something here about the number 5. What I also see, she's going to overcome this inner struggle to trust and to actually have hope. I know she yearns for a partner. The good news is that there is somebody coming in. I'm going to give it 10 months, around the 10-month mark,
okay,
that there's a person coming in that's going to give her a love offer, and this is going to be a full transformation. She's healing through a lot of the past. And like I said, I feel like within the next 5 weeks to 5 months, something like that, she's going to really do a lot of internal letting go, and then within the next 10 months, the person comes in. I do see this.
Maybe she's ready to accept love. Like you said, it's coming. Now, what about her spiritual forecast for the week for all of us collectively? What's it looking like?
So I hope everybody's doing good. We had the solar eclipse yesterday on Sunday, and it's been a lot. Okay, so we just wrapped up that eclipse portal. However, we're still in the eclipse energy. It just happened yesterday, so it's not like it goes away in a day. It's still going to be vibrating through us. So for that reason, this week is really calling us to balance ourselves, because there's a lot of hostility in the air. Spirit is saying there's a lot of sadness also in the collective. However, and not to get religious or anything, but I really feel like this deep energy of Christ consciousness, or you know, something with regards to God, really coming through and connecting with each and every one of us on an individual level,
right,
to remind us that there's still hope, that there's still faith, that there's still beautiful things to come. And this is really going to be coming through this week for all of us individually.
I've seen so many people, and I've heard so many people say, faith is bigger than doubt. And right now, that's more important than anything.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Moni. Remember that she does do individual and group classes for spirituality. Follow her at IllisDivinity on Instagram. Moni, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.